Waterloo probably wasn't won on the playing fields of Eton, but this week, elite schoolboy rugby was a gift that kept on giving. Now, the thought of watching rugby, for me, ranks as only slightly less painful than having my butt nailed to a chair at Bayreuth and being forced to endure the whole ring cycle without a pee break. But being forced to play the game, spectacularly badly, thanks for asking, at a less exalted private school, truly was a character-forming experience. It taught me a healthy contempt for bullies, authority and hero worship, and that striving to buy into something you don't care about to win the esteem of people you don't respect is ridiculous. Not an entirely useless experience after all. But if you're of a certain cast of mind, what happens off the field is infinitely more interesting than the game itself. Quite literally, in the case of last Saturday's Auckland Secondary School Cup semi-final between Auckland Grammar and Kelston Boys High. The quote-unquote ugly brawl, as the Herald on Sunday breathlessly reported the next morning, has pretty much been picked clean. And while nine of the players involved have been suspended by the Auckland Rugby Union Disciplinary Committee and are facing being expelled from their schools, they're being held accountable for their actions, as they should be. And it would be a little graceless to kick them while they're down. What surprised me is that I actually felt a wholly unexpected grain of sympathy for the enemy of my youth, the hated First 15. Here's why. They're teenagers. And I'm not so old as to forget my adolescence as a near continuous round of acting like a dick. A really big one. The difference is that I wasn't built like the proverbial outside privy, encouraged and lionised to be in a state of adrenaline-fuelled aggression, and my screw-ups didn't go down in front of 2,000 spectators and end up on the evening news. I just have to ask, where is the accountability for Auckland Grammar Principal John Morris and his opposite number at Kelston, Steve Watt? It's been rather unedifying this week watching two men who between them have been teachers for over 50 years, acting in the media like two toddlers, with their pointing fingers firmly extended, crying, "But you started it." They're supposed to be the grown-ups here, and quite easily could have said that they refused to comment while an ongoing disciplinary procedure was in train. Exactly the advice, I'm reliably informed, that they gave to the members of both teams. And while they say the fight was completely unacceptable and that they've told the students as much, but what kind of mixed messages have they been sending when they've been in the media with a mealy-mouthed, "Of course this is unacceptable, but..." I don't think any parent or teacher would accept that kind of excuse for thuggery from anyone over the age of two. Grizz Wiley once said that contrary to popular opinion, sport doesn't create character, but it can reveal it. True leadership is about practicing what you preach and following the same standards of behaviour and accountability you impose on others. Sadly, in the case of Mr. Morris and Mr. Watt, if leadership was a level 1 NCEA subject, their score would be "did not achieve."